with tongues of flame. The Holy Spirit descends to burn in our hearts anew.
Unite us, Holy Spirit.
Like the rush of wind, we sense God's presence blowing afresh throughout the world.
Unite us, Holy Spirit.
Across the barriers of language and culture, Christ's message of love and grace is heard.
Unite us, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Holy One, ignite within us a fiery passion for your mission in the world today. Make us wholly present to experience a new birth, and awaken possibilities within us to share your love in the world. In this love and abundance, we come to celebrate your harvest, a harvest bearing the first fruits of the Spirit within us. Show us how to use these gifts as we listen for your truth in the gentle breeze of your Spirit. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Let us bow our head. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill us with your love. Open our eyes to see the presence of God all around us. In the stillness of this sacred space, in the busyness and noise of our city streets, in the joys and celebrations of our lives, in the tragedies and struggles that break our hearts. Come, Holy Spirit, and comfort those who grieve. Grant them the peace that only you can bring. Stir within us a trust in life beyond death, as we ponder the mysteries of Christ's resurrection and the hope we have in new and everlasting life. Lord, we are saddened this morning that Randy Rose passed away last Tuesday while he was asleep. God of love and mercy, embrace all the families and friends who are mourning for the loss of their loved one with grief and such a sense of loss. Grant them space to express their tears. Hold them close through the coming days. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring wholeness to the sick. Strengthen those who are weak. Heal the wounded and broken. Give rest to the weary. We lift up Deborah Freeman, who was hospitalized due to her stroke last Tuesday and need to do acute rehab for months. Lord, we ask your healing presence upon Deborah for a fast recovery. We also lift up Alan Goodall, who needs your constant healing power upon him. Lord, protect and keep him safe in this pandemic. We also pray for our elderly members and shut-in members to you. Grant your strength and energy upon them so that they may continue to live a safe and healthy life. Come, Holy Spirit, and revive our church. Liberate us from worries and hopeless during the pandemic. Inspire us with Christ's vision for a world reborn. Help us to recognize our gifts for ministry and to use them in service of others. Transform our hearts and our minds. Fill us with love that overflows. Remind us that there is no greater calling than to love you with all that we are and to love our neighbors as ourselves. Gracious Lord, give us a glimpse of your kingdom emerging around us and drawing us into the new things you are doing in the world. It is for your kingdom that we now pray, filled with your Spirit, using the words Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.